hadron bloops and bleeps from Norman McLaren, and from a 1940 film called Loops. Before that, an excerpt from a film about McLaren from 1951 called Pinpoint Percussion, and I imagine you can find both of them on YouTube. Hi.
Oh, at the start, the bloops and bleeps, I thought that was your belly.
You thought that was my belly?
Yes.
I haven't been in my bedroom eating candy like you. Penelope is back. How are you?
Good.
What have you been up to?
Good.
You've been up to quarantine games
good.
Or something? Good. Okay, what have you been up to? Good. Yes, that's my favorite response. A little bit closer towards your microphone. Since people have sat through bloops and bleeps and all that, I figured they'd have a slightly higher tolerance for it. We'll explore something else in the along the same lines of handmade music. Films from brothers John and James Whitney. John Whitney was an early pioneer in computer animation before even digital computers were doing it. He was doing it with analog computers, which is an obscure piece of machinery used for artillery calculations. And he worked with his younger brother, James, who I believe did the sound. They made the sound by manipulating the soundtrack portion of the film. So in their case, instead of just getting a pen and ink and drawing stuff in like Norman McLaren, they got some set of pendulums and they did a lot of inventing with machines and stuff. So they made something based on pendulums to write into the film, the soundtrack portion of the film. And this gives it kind of a bloopy analog synth feel. But since I can't show you the film, we'll show it to Penelope and we'll see what she thinks. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Five film exercises by John and James Whitney. Film number four. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's all done by using shining lights directly into camera.
Shining lights directly.
Instead of taking pictures of stuff, they're shining lights directly into the camera with they've got big masks of paper and they've cut out holes and stuff in them, cut out shapes.
So
this has kind of a druggy psychedelic feel, but it's from 1944, so it's a little earlier than that and more sort of strange than psychedelic.
This is just very weird.
Yes, I think weird is the correct response. People were totally blown away by this when they saw it, though, because they'd never seen anything like it. This is, like, abstract. I mean, these sorts of people were very influenced by painters and stuff, and this is sort of contemporary art. So you would see this kind of thing in a contemporary art gallery. You probably still can. It's pretty primitive now, though. You can go to a rave and see better graphics than this.
Looks a bit like the lemon, that shape.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then it changes.
Okay, well let's listen to it for real.
I love it. It's like it has sort of this alien taste to it. It's hard to explain. Like, okay. It seems like it would be an alien movie or something like that.
So, since we're watching early animation, let's watch something even earlier. This is one of the earliest talkie stop-motion animated films in it. Today it looks very, like, just, you know, sort of ordinary. But, of course, when it came out, it was strange. So strange that it said it unintentionally scared lots of children who have seen it. Now, you saw this yesterday, but I'm going to experiment on you again.
I love this.
Like this one, really?
Oh, wait.
It's called Peanut Vendor.
I didn't see this one.
Peanut Vendor from 1933.
You showed it to Jasper.
Really?
But not me.
You haven't seen it?
No. I haven't seen this.
It's a big monkey singing about peanuts, and he has a long tail.
Yeah, a very weird tail. A tail that leads to a tree. Okay, that's creepy.
He's got big wide eyes.
Look, it's creepy.
The mouth movements are really well done, though.
But it's creepy how he has big eyes. Like, oh, that was creepy.
He's doing a dance. It's pretty well done. It's all like puppet animation, like puppet with an armature. It totally doesn't look experimental now, but I think in 1933 it was.
That's his tail, dude.
Yeah, he took his tail off and danced with it. Now he put it back on.
And now he could curl it again.
I'm not sure if these cuts are in the original or not. It's a little bit choppy.
The end.
The end. Oh, so what do you think?
Weird. Very weird. I think I said all I have to say.
So was it terrifying?
It was a bit... It wasn't terrifying. I actually liked it a bit, but just a bit. His eyes were a bit too big.
The eyes are kind of creepy.
Were too big.
I don't think he blinks in the entire film. We can hear that song for real, and then we'll hear something else.
As the shadows start to creep, buy a bag of peanuts now before you sleep. Oh, lady, do not close your door. You really could not ask for more. For peanuts you long for later on. Too late the peanut vendor will be gone, and then I am sure you will grieve so. But the vendor must go. Peanut vendor must go. Little housewife, as the shadows start to creep, buy a bag of peanuts now before you sleep.
From an old 78 swiped off YouTube. And before that, me and my daughter watching Peanut Vendor, the early stop motion film from 1933, which has a monkey dancing and selling peanuts. Hi, my name is Gordon. This is CKT. You're listening to If You Got Ears. And we're listening to, well, cartoon music, animation music. And this is the early animation music segment, although it was really only playing one early thing. Some of the earliest stuff that is the most fun is actually silent, so there's no point showing you that. But I did want to play something from the Brothers Quay, who are a pair of identical twins from Philadelphia originally, but then moved to London and lived in Holland for a while. And especially during the 90s, but for quite a while now, I've been doing stop motion animation that, I mean, more it's more influential than it is widespread, but it has a real sort of taste of it just seems like old 30s and 40s Czech animation or Russian animation. Lots of puppets, lots of weird, what looks like found objects or constructed objects. Or it's hard to explain. Once you see it, you kind of know what it is, and their influence is sort of widespread. There's a little bit of, if you've seen the Montreal production, Madame Tootley Pootley, there's clearly a little bit of it in there. But we'll play you something from Brothers Quay, from one of their soundtracks. Again, it has a sort of old-timey Eastern vibe. Here's something from a film called Street of Crocodiles.
Thank you. Thank you. zjeście taniego materiału ludzkiego, brak także wybujałości instynktu, brak niezwykłych i ciemnych namiętności. Ulica Krokodyli była koncesją naszego miasta na rzecz nowoczesności i zepsucia wielkomiejskiego. Widocznie nie stać nas było na nic innego, jak na papierową imitację, jak na fotomontaż złożony z wycinków zleżałych, zeszłorocznych gazet. Widocznie nie stać nas było na nic innego. Widocznie nie stać nas było na nic innego. Widocznie nie stać nas było na nic innego.
Music from the Brothers Quay film Street of Crocodiles. We're here doing Spending Wednesday together, listening to music from animation. And I haven't, you know, we kind of started out with cartoons and then we went to more broadly animation, Norman McLaren, some weird sound on film stuff. And now we're going to, you know, go back to cartoons, as it were. I want to get to Jim Thirlwell, and then I don't know, we may hear Rick and Morty. We'll see how far we get, but it's hard to do this sort of thing without playing something from The Simpsons, in particular from Alf Clausen, who did the music for The Simpsons for, I don't know, 27 years or something, till they fired him for no clear reason, and now I think he's suing them, and I can't tell you how that's working out. I'm not sure what the deal is there, but they've since hired what's his face, Hans Zimmer, the guy who writes like every Hollywood movie now, and apparently has just a factory that churns out soundtracks. Here's always some stuff from Alf Clausen. I want to play the Land of Chocolate piece, which if you know, you know, and if you don't, you don't. But first, though, here's Powerhouse again, the old Raymond Scott piece, Powerhouse, that turns up in more than 100 Warner Brothers cartoons. Here it is in The Simpsons.
I slowly learn the intricate mysteries of the alley, like where the pins go after they're knocked down.
Fell for
music from a kid's show. I mean, we're talking about cartoons, but this is literally a kid's show called The Backyardigans. Maybe intolerable for some of you. I play this because it's written by Evan Lurie, who is one of the members of the Lounge Lizards, sort of an arch rock something jazz band from the 80s, along with his brother John Lurie, who you may know from, well, from his own name and from is in a lot of Jim Jarmusch movies, Down by Law, that kind of thing. This is kind of juvenile and silly, but man, if you have toddlers and they want to watch something on TV, most of it is awful, 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 particularly the music. But every time I was stuck in a hotel room or stuck with nothing to do with toddlers or something, this, at least when I had toddlers, this show was always on and the music is tolerable. I think every episode is like a different genre, and Evan Lurie covers them all very well. So that, you know, it's a tolerable moment of respite if you had toddlers. And boy, am I glad I'm not in quarantine with toddlers, because that would be really, really tough to be a jailer for toddlers. We're slowly, quickly approaching the end of our time together. And I keep talking about Jim Thirlwell because he works under many, many different names. Back when I started in community radio in the 80s, he had a bunch of different bands all using the name Fetus, Scraping Fetus Off the Wheel, You've Got Fetus on Your Breath, and on and on and on. Also impossible to describe. Big band industrial music. I have no idea how to describe what Jim Thirlwell does, but he's been doing a lot of soundtrack work lately, particularly for TV, for cartoons. He does works on a show called Archer, which I quite like. And I wanted to find one of those pieces. The piece I like most from Archer is not by Jim Thirlwell. And in fact, I don't know if it's licensed or just thrown together or what, because it seems like some earlier seasons, there's no music at all. At any rate, I found something else from a show called Venture Brothers, which I do not know. But the music is, I don't know, exciting, shall we say. So we'll hear a little bit of that, and then we'll see what else we can come up with.
You gotta be aware of all the flu up in the air. I'ma get me a shot, make the flu go away. Flu hating rapper, just rapping away. Yo, yo, flu hating rapper, it's a flu hating rap. Hey, flu hating rap. First you step to the left, then you step to the right, and your chin is clapped. If you don't have the flu, then don't bother listening. The flu snot is glistening all around us. I'm a flu hating rapper. Go to the crapper when the poop comes out like liquid, that means you got the flu. So then what do? You go to the doctor, you get a shot. Actually, it's too late at that point. This is about flu awareness. Gotta be aware of the flu in the airness. Yo, I'm a flu-hating rapper. My name is MC Haps. MC Haps. MC Haps, I'm a flu-hating rapper. Don't need a keeper, don't need a trapper. I'm not a student here, I'm a person you hired to dance in the fire of flu awareness. Hot, 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 hip, hop, it's a flu-hating rap. Hey, flu-hating rap. First you step to the left, then you step to the right, and your chin is clapped. If you don't have the flu, then don't bother listening. The flu snot is glistening all around us. I'm a flu-hating rapper.
Okay, this is a song rather than, say, background music that you might have been expecting from Rick and Morty. Flu-hating rapper. It's Dan Harmon freestyling there. That one of the creators of the show and not doing too bad a job of it. This is a collection of weirdo songs that turn up on the show. They write a lot of music for this show and do some strange songs. And I have to confess, I haven't paid too much attention to the actual score. This is If You Got Ears. We're finishing up our discussion of cartoon music, animation music, and I'm sure there's lots of excellent things that I missed. I did get Bugs Bunny in there at the beginning, so, you know, as long as you cover that, that's, like, most of the topic. I wanted to play a little bit more contemporary, current stuff, reasonably current stuff. And again, there's so much that you could cover. So I just had to pick one. And the show that I picked was Adventure Time. For a long time, I refused to watch this show just because I figure, just by looking at it. Okay, I know what it's about. It's this kind of like mix of a kid show and a grown-up show. And it has a kind of Dungeons and Dragons kind of thing to the background and stuff. And I don't want to know. And that's all true, but it kind of misses the point. And with these kinds of shows, it's not so much the premise that makes it work, but the execution. So here we're going to hear some music from Adventure Time, and a lot of it is it has a kind of, I don't want to say broken electronics, but it has this kind of crappy Casio keyboard sound to a lot of it that's super charming in a weird way. It reminds me somewhat of an old label called Lucky Kitchen that used to have very sort of sappy weirdo electronic music. That's a thing, and this kind of thing turns up in Adventure Time a lot. So we'll hear some of that sort of crappy, bleepy stuff. First, though, I have to say goodbye. Thanks for coming. We'll see you again sometime. So, crappy bleeps, but also, first, something a little bit less electronic from Adventure Time, a song called Fries. Goodbye.
Daddy, why did you eat my fries? I bought them and they were mine. But you ate them, yeah, you ate my fries. And I cried, but you didn't see me cry. Daddy, do you even love me? Well, I wish you'd show it, 'cause I wouldn't know it. What kind of dad eats his daughter's fries and doesn't look her in the eye? Daddy, there were tears there. If you saw them, would you even care? Thank you.
I know what you need.
What's that?
You want your little baby socks for your little baby feet.
Woo!
Baby.
Yeah?
I know what you crave.
Oh yeah, what's that?
You want to poop your pants all day long. Will baby be pain? Baby, you're looking so good. You're looking like you might want some baby food.
Keep it going, man.
Baby, you're looking so fine. You're looking like you might just start crying.
Ah,
captured one yet.
That they do. So I wanted to share some works by artists that they feature here on If You Got Ears. Thanks for listening today. Keep it locked on CKUT 90.3 FM, People Powered Radio in Montreal. If You Got Ears is every Wednesday from noon until 2 p.m. And it's been a...
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Votre invitation à participer au recensement est arrivée par la poste. Votre participation aidera à planifier des programmes et des services pour votre collectivité. Votre recensement, votre collectivité, votre avenir. Un message du gouvernement du Canada.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours, mais l'ensemble de la population n'est pas encore protégée. Même si vous êtes vacciné, vous devez continuer d'appliquer les mesures sanitaires. Portez un masque, maintenez la distanciation physique et lavez-vous les mains régulièrement. En cas de symptômes, passez un test de dépistage et respectez les consignes d'isolement. Apprenez-en davantage sur les mesures au québec.ca/coronavirus. Respectons les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.